morning. Yes, a good, good morning to all of you. Time again for Moments of Melody. I read that in New York City, the most magnificent carpet ever made was sold for the astounding sum of $250,000. It measured less than 25 feet by 16 feet, and yet it contained over 100 delicate shades and hues. Imported from Turkey, it was completed in 1921 after many people had labored over it for years. It's said that had one man done the work alone and started at the age of 15, it would have taken him until his 75th birthday to have completed it. The second item was even more startling. It revealed that the masterpiece of beauty was actually made up of 11,877,000 knots. What a parable this rug provides. God wants to weave a pattern into your life. He uses the joys and sorrows, the pains and pleasures, to work out a masterpiece of beauty. He's the master weaver. Now we read the sacred scriptures. We hope you'll pause as we read from God's holy word. This is St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Slaves, your job is to obey your masters, not with the idea of currying favor, but as a sincere expression of your devotion to God. Whatever you do, put your whole heart and soul into it, as into work God as to work done for God, and not merely for men, knowing that your real reward, a heavenly one, will come from God, since you are actually employed by Christ, and not just by your earthly master. But the slacker and the thief will be judged by God Himself, who naturally has no distinction to make between master and man. Remember then, you employers, that your responsibility is to be fair and just toward those whom you employ, never forgetting that you yourselves have a heavenly employer. And so God has a word for the employee and the employer. If both would listen and obey, how different labor-management relations would be here and around the world. The Bible's a great book. It has a message for everybody.